今天有一位女居士，她要忏悔。
她身上面患了一个绝症，就是癌症 cancer。医生说，她最多不过一年的命，就一定会死了。那么她相信我们上人有力量，把她挽救过来。于是他就在上人面前深深地忏悔自己的罪业。虽然如此，但是他造的业是很重的，所以他愿意在大众面前忏悔，毫无保留地把自己所造的罪业承认过来，祈求大众并且佛菩萨来加倍他，原谅他。他愿意用这一种的行为来赎他自己所造的罪过，也希望这个大会的一切信众会把这个功德回向给他，大家齐心合力的来愿他会很快的从病魔的手里面脱出来，重新做人，重获新的生命。
Questions that are connected to me. It seems that and then it's not so bad. But I have done something more cruel. I killed two living beings, cows. I was pregnant when I was still ignorant of what I would get in return after killing. At that time, I was in my teenage. Because I don't have family love and I was rebellious, I came out to miss. Then I met this boy. And we had a relationship which resulted to killing of me. I did that because I had to finish my examination, which meant very much to me. I was blinded with the love, as the boy said, and that he truly loves me. But in fact, he just cheated me. Later, after suffering from cancer, he even wants to marry me. Yet, of having affairs with other boys who took care of me when I was ill in the temple. He was trying to get rid of me. This one general master said, if he really loves me, he would have married me and not asking me to go for an abortion. I was so ignorant that I tried to get rid of the child as fast as possible. But after contacting Buddhism, I realized that the present bad know everything about me, to the extent that I just can't control myself, that I keep on crying. I cry because I realize that I have done a very cruel thing, and also because I cry because I realize that I have done a very cruel thing, and also because he is full of compassion, that he is willing to help me whenever.
我要在中学考试，并且我已经给这个爱瞎了眼睛。我的男朋友就怂恿我一定要堕胎，我因为爱他就受他的欺骗，那么连续的两次堕胎，跟着就患了这个癌症病。自此之后，虽然我经过很苦很痛苦的阶段，但是他也有骂我，并且最近他还故意指责我，说我跟其他的男孩子发生关系，这其实就是想摆脱我的一个方法，一个手段。因为好像上人指出，如果他真正爱我，就不会骂我，甚至不会叫我堕胎。现在我学了佛法，我才知道自己的恶业是那么厉害，所以要受这个果报。我的脚在一年前因为那个癌症已经被割断，那个时候我就开始忏悔，对观音菩萨忏悔。后来我听到上人，知道在世间上唯有他可以救我的命。今天我自己去拜见上人，还没有说完一切，上人对我每一件事情已经一一的知道得很详细。他知道我往昔怎么杀人，我自己多么残忍，现在我是真心的忏悔，并且我明天要皈依他，还发愿如果我的病可以好的话，我一定出家。因为上人已经告诉我，如果我可以完全改过，做新人，那么我可以活得第二次的生命，从头再做人。我从我的病苦知道这个世间上充满的都是苦，是罪恶，自己做的恶业是不能够逃的。所以我今天要说，要忏悔，在大家面前忏悔，也就是因为我要劝所有青年人，不要学我一样走这一条迷路。我今天真的高兴可以遇到上人，对我来说他好像一个活佛。为什么呢？因为在我脑海里面最维系最维系的思想，在我没有说出来他已经知道。好像虽然我是很诚心求他，但是我脑里面还有一点怀疑，他也给我指出来。他也知道在我念观音菩萨的时候有旁人批评我，他也知道我愿意出家，不过知道我的腿没有了，不能够做苦工，也知道我会打字等等。我见到上人的时候，我只懂得哭，因为我很惭愧自己做了这么残忍的事情。而上人是那么充满的慈悲，他安慰我说不要忧愁，就是重新再做人就可以了。所以我现在要发愿尽勤受，我要把我自己贡献给佛法。我也希望大家可以对佛法跟上人生出一个莫大的信心跟诚心。
是当三世常住。
Yeah.
Yeah.